This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For 5 on Leila Rahimi and Marshall Harris with Mark Grody, bringing you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I got 5 on it. Number one.
All right, so first question here for 5 on it. Other than the wins over the Packers and Eagles, what has been your favorite Bears winner moment on the field this season?
Yeah, that is an interesting question. I mean, those are the two obvious ones. So I decided to take those two puppies off of the table. Now I'm just trying to think here. Which direction do I want to go in? Best Bears moments on the field. There's so many of them throughout the year. Okay. All right. I'm going to go back. To week 9. Week 9, ladies and gentlemen.
This was right here.
You know what I'm talking about, right, Gabe?
See it right here.
That's a Bears 47-42 win over the Cincinnati Bengals. Okay? They kept up, and we know that we just saw Caleb Williams perform that as well, but there was a pass that Caleb Williams made in that game that changed the trajectory, maybe for the offense and for a rookie named Colston Loveland. That's the game, guys, where Caleb Williams hits Colston Loveland for 58 yards with 17 seconds left, and you're like, holy cow, there's Colston Loveland doing the thing that we were waiting for him to do and for us to see. So I am going to circle that moment as my favorite on-field Bears moment, with the two exceptions that we gave at the beginning of the segment.
Bears. Does it me next?
Is it Carmi? Yeah, we're trying to figure out the traffic flow here right now.
It's like a 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1. That's what they do in the morning. That's what I'm saying.
Right. So we all take turns leading. So, yeah. Gabe, just use the hand signals.
Gotcha.
Carmi V, you go right ahead. Carmi Vitale is here, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi.
Hi, Carmi.
I was going to say hi.
Yeah, hey.
I was a little late coming in because there wasn't parking where I usually park today. Something's going on right in this area.
Oh, apparently. Is Chicago police,
we don't like
or Chicago fire?
We don't like
doing
I don't like it. Yeah. I got to my usual spot, and it was like no parking from the 31st to the 1st.
Throws the whole thing off.
And this is why I like to walk everywhere. Yeah. I go. I know. Do.
I guess, yep. I could have taken the train. But anyway, you said it from the Bengals game, and I think it was the same game. The Darnell Wright pancake.
Oh. See, I love that you're getting that specific. That's the essence.
But it's not that specific because it really is just the evolution of this team because of Ben Johnson prioritizing the offensive line and how far that's gotten them. So it's like a very specific example, though, of like a complete attitude shift.
Symbolic of the bigger. Yeah, it's a good example to accentuate what is going on around
like,
us.
This offensive line is physical. It's versatile. Mm. It's like, and it is the tone setter, and that's what your offensive line should be. And that's why I was so excited about the Ben Johnson hire in general, because as someone that had covered him years prior, I mean, Detroit is one of my favorite teams because of the fact that they had this line that was just so dominating up front, and it was, you know, he gives the big boys some love. And we love that. A king. A true king.
And that could be love catching a pass out of the backfield.
It's a tie. Offensive lineman, one day to go, folks. It could be. One game to go.
Can I tell you, though, that Darnell Wright told me that he doesn't want to catch the ball?
I know. I heard you say that.
He's too athletic. He should have. We saw him in the preseason catching all that stuff. That would have been the case. Detroit Lions, obviously their offensive line, you know, a bunch of second, third round picks, a couple first rounders in there. That's how they made theirs up. The Bears, free agency. That's why the Darnell Wright pancake was just so special, because he wasn't one of the free agent draft picks. He was a guy that was drafted here. Homegrown. So I get that. I'm going to take you guys to right before the bye week. All right. Mm-hmm. The Bears at the time are 1-2, and you're thinking to yourself, damn, we need this bye week badly. Then they're facing the Raiders. They're only up a couple of points, and the Raiders go to kick a field goal with 38 seconds left. And Josh Blackwell comes in, blocks the field goal to allow the Bears to get to 500 before that bye week. And I think, as we can all agree, the bye week is when the Bears really started to put things into high gear. Why are you looking confused?
Well, I'm looking confused only because maybe I should have. I thought I was going to take this off of the list of choices, but at 847 Texter says there's no way it isn't the Packers win, Grody. They had the walk-off versus Green Bay.
Yeah, I mean, I got emotional over that. That made me feel things, and I don't like feeling
so
things.
So maybe that's too obvious. Like, we've gone a little B-side here, but Texter, I hear you. Yeah. I see you.
Well, you took off the Packers and the Eagles.
Yeah,
Did I take off the Packers?
Yeah,
it says it right there in the beginning. Other than the wins over the Packers and the Eagles.
Okay, yeah. So I did. You gave yourself your own caveat, yes.
My goodness, yeah. I did, yeah. And so the texter made me doubt myself.
You're outthinking yourself, Grody, literally.
Texter and I are not listening. That's what's
number
going
two.
On.
All right, number two here on Five on It. If I can find my page here, geez. What do you think about the Bears' defense? Is it playoff ready? Gabe, you can start.
I think we know the answer to that. Mm. It is no. I mean, this is the Bears team that has given a oh my gosh, so many explosive plays, and that's continued against the San Francisco 49ers. But it's funny, right? Because you have so many turnovers, you feel good about Dennis Allen, and yet somehow, some way, the defense isn't exactly what you want it to be. And I think that's okay. I think when you're looking at the Bears and what the expectations were heading into the season, you wanted to right the ship offensively with Caleb and Ben Johnson. You didn't necessarily think you were going to be an upper echelon team in the NFL, but you wanted to be able to highlight areas to improve so that next year or the year after that, you can be one of those top teams. So to be at this point and say, okay, we feel good about the offense, you just got to fix either the defensive line or, you know, your linebacker position, then that's okay. And that's okay that you're not a complete team and that the Bears might not be ready, but you're going to need them to play at a high level, make some key stops in order to get a victory, if that's what you ultimately
want. Yeah, we're not even a year into Ben Johnson's tenure. So this stuff takes time. I'm with you. I'm glad I wasn't the first one that had to say it. But the thing that I go back to, and it's something I've said all season, is they're great at takeaways, right? But takeaways mask other deficiencies. And you can live in that takeaway space for the regular season in the short term. And I said that this whole time. I'm like, hey, that's what's saving this Bears defense. That's what's getting the ball back to Caleb Williams in the offense. And as the season progressed, you saw Caleb being able to take advantage of those sudden change situations. But that's not a way you can necessarily live in the postseason. And all you need to do is look at Green Bay last year, because that's how Green Bay's defense under Jeff Hafley in its first year lived. They lived off takeaways. They led the league in takeaways. What happened in the playoffs? They got bounced after the first round. So that's something that I feel like when the margin for error gets so much smaller for the playoffs, for the postseason, the defense wins championships. I mean, that's a phrase for a reason. And when you can't affect the opposing team's quarterback, that's just not a viable way to win games in the postseason. Maybe here or there, but consistently, it's hard to do.
Yeah, and look, the Bears' defense was exposed in this game against San Francisco. That's what it looks like when you don't have the later turnovers. Yeah. Now, ironically, the game started with a terrific turnover.
Right, exactly.
Right, and a quick six.
But that's a perfect example of why you can't live off of just turnovers when it comes to playing the better teams and you know, you're going to a shootout, you don't want to have to count on scoring 35, 38 points in a postseason game.
You don't. And here, and to that end, it as bad as the Bears were against San Francisco, it hasn't gotten past me that that was peak 49ers. Like, they have, they are hitting a 10 on their season right now. That
and
offense.
They didn't even have George Kittle.
They didn't even have, their
Trent
left tackle.
Williams.
And they didn't have Trent Williams
come
for
on.
Most of the game.
Come on. I mean, so this is right now, that's a elite looking offense. Mm-hmm. So they're going to put those kind of numbers up on a lot of teams, probably. That doesn't take away from the flaws. And what you said is right, Carmi, that the turnovers cover up the numbers. And I hear what you're saying about it's hard to depend on turnovers in the postseason, but the Bears have just been a turnover machine this year. And every time I've thought, you got to stop depending on the turnover, then they have another three turnovers. And then we don't see it. And then we don't really see how flawed the Bears' defense is until a game like this comes along.
Right.
But I would not be shocked if the Bears did force some real turnovers in the postseason based on what this season
has
been.
I just don't know if it's going to be enough. That's my point.
And you're right. You can't live like that. Like, next year, we'll be all saying, at least I know I'll be saying, God, you can't depend on turnovers 2 years in a row. That's a deadly way to live.
Look at the Packers.
Yeah, look at the Packers.
And I'm sure like none this year.
If you looked at all like numbers of teams through the years, and I have to do the research, that have big turnover numbers 1 year, I bet the drop off is huge
significant the next year.
Yeah. Yep. 5 on it. Number 3.
Speaking of the Bears defense, Cowboys released cornerback Trayvon Diggs on Tuesday. Should the Bears be interested in picking up Diggs for their playoff run? As we talked about this with Mark.
I'm going.
Yes, you're going.
You're it.
My first instinct on this, and probably my real instinct on this, is like, all right, short term, if you're only going to sign him for the postseason, sure, low risk, like, whatever. My issue comes in if you decide to extend it beyond that as a means of getting him, right? And saying, like, all right, we'll keep you on the roster for next year, too. This is not a guy that has a history of good decisions on and off the field, for that matter. This is the guy that concussed himself by mounting a TV, and I put that in quotation marks because I don't think there's anybody in the Dallas-Fort Worth area that believes that story. And then, you know, up to and including the reason that he's available right now, which is because he directly disobeyed his head coach and left and didn't travel back with the team because he wanted to stay in, like, whatever. I get that. But then I'm torn, and it's for one very specific reason, because I don't know that I want my corners to be good people. And like,
fair.
And
that's why you like Tyrique Stevenson.
It's not just me saying that. This is something that popped up on my For You page very, very, like, not coincidentally at all. Like, this is my algorithm to a T. And I don't know if we have it queued up. But just like the corner, you don't. It's the corners part of this. And it's just this guy, like, going through the archetype of all the position groups and, like, what he wants at each position. Like, he goes to the offensive line. He goes to the defensive line. He goes through the DBs and, like, the back end of the defense. And he talks about corners where he's like, I want these guys to be the worst people off the field. I want them to just have so much drama going on in their lives, but then, like, have absolutely irrational confidence on the field. And it's just, it's so accurate.
Sounds about right.
It's so accurate.
As to who you
trash
want
talking.
There.
I get at least
from my DBs. My free safety is my only white DB. The only one. He has a lacrosse background. He plays with a different type of free will because he knows that he's going to fall back on his dad's money in life. His dad has a couple successful business companies and things of that nature. He's good. My strong safety is Polynesian.
What?
It's Polynesian.
Oh, got cut off there.
It was from 1P Kizzle. I want to give credit underscore 1P Kizzle on Instagram.
I'll just say, like, CJ Gardner-Johnson, obviously there's a lot of, like, concern when the Bears signed him because of all the teams he's been on and stuff that's happened off of the field or on the field, really, more, you know, to guys like Javon Wims at the expense of CJ Gardner-Johnson. So CJ Gardner-Johnson to me is either the reason why you do bring him in because you see how
but
the
Dennis
Bears
Allen had a history with CJ.
That's true.
So he already kind of knew what he was signing up for.
Yeah, which is a lot though.
And like, apparently CJ did a lot of soul searching over the last year.
Like
too.
It's been a great marriage.
We don't think that Trayvon's done that.
Losing money will do that to you.
CJ Gardner-Johnson has been terrific in the locker room. He has been mostly terrific on the field. So he's an example of why you would do it, and then why you wouldn't do it, because can you juggle two of these guys? Because, yeah, you know what I mean? It takes a little bit of effort.
That's
with
why
the guys
I say
like
long term, maybe not.
Right.
But like for a playoff run and your secondary is a little fragile, I get it.
Then it's a Spider-Man meme and guys are just pointing at each other. I'm going to go ahead and say no to Trayvon Diggs. And the reason is because of the depth of the Bears in the present, right? When all three of the cornerbacks are healthy, Nashawn Wright, Tyreek Stevenson, Jalen Johnson, the question is who's getting the snaps? And so if you're putting Trayvon Diggs out there, now that he gets thrown into that equation as well. Jalen Johnson obviously continuing to get better and ramp up his activities there. So I think he's going to be getting more plays. And Nashawn Wright and Tyreek Stevenson, I think they'll get the job done. So I say no. I think C.D. Gardner-Johnson was a necessity because there was no Kyler Gordon. I think Trayvon Diggs at this point, it might be more of a distraction where Gardner-Johnson came in and was like, I'm ready to put pedal to the metal and do something for this team.
Yeah.
I think it might be a little bit different with Trayvon. So I'm going to pass on them. Sorry, guys.
Okay. Sorry.
Number four.
What are your early predictions for the Bears-Lions regular season finale?
All right. We're doing our predictions. Let's do our predictions.
You wrote the question.
I know. Come on,
man. Are these your questions, Grady?
For the most part, yeah.
I guess we're going to do the predictions.
Funny, I write these questions, and then I forget what the question was.
Packers, Eagles.
Anyway, I am going to pick the Chicago Bears to beat the Detroit Lions by a final score of 27-17. I think that for a myriad of reasons. Number one, the Bears have been playing really, really good football as of recently. We all know that. I think the revenge factor, I know they're going to downplay it, and they should downplay it because it's about the postseason, it's about being serious, and it's about winning. But you're crazy if you don't think that Ben Johnson's going to have a little something-something for the Detroit Lions based on the 52 that was put up on his team and the crap that he had to hear when he was in Detroit. So I do think that that factors into it. Detroit's still good.
They still got
a good offense. They're still going to provide a nice test for the Bears' defense, but it's impossible to know how motivated Detroit is going to be at this point in this game. And maybe Ben Johnson will continue to provide their motivation. But most teams that aren't going to the playoffs, folks, sorry to say, are not motivated. Bears 27 and Detroit 17.
They're not, motivated except when they're coached by Dan Campbell.
Mm.
And I saw this firsthand a few years ago in Aaron Rodgers last year with the Green Bay Packers. When earlier that day, the Seattle Seahawks win, they knock the Detroit Lions out of postseason contention. And the Packers, all the Packers had to do that night was win, and they were into the postseason. Guess what Dan Campbell told his entire locker room? And this is a direct quote that I can't actually say on the radio, but it is from a coach that was on that staff. He told me in the locker room before that, he said, "We want to FSH up."
Okay.
And that is what Dan Campbell preached in the locker room when they, and they did it. They, out of spite, they knocked the Green Bay Packers out of the playoffs. Now, they can't do that to the Bears. The Bears are in, right? But
this could be their Super Bowl.
This is, they don't want to give Ben Johnson the revenge. They don't want to give Ben Johnson the storybook ending. They don't want to give Ben Johnson and the Bears, by the way, the opportunity to go and beat the Green Bay Packers again in the postseason in their wild card matchup, because that's essentially what would happen.
So, Carmi, what score do you have with the Lions winning?
I do have the Lions winning.
I know.
I've had the Lions winning for the last few weeks.
That's crazier than me not wanting to pay Caleb Williams through 2034.
after that first Packers game, I was asked, all right, how many more wins this season for the Bears? And I said two, and I'm sticking by it, because I had them losing against San Francisco in San Francisco, which they did. And I had them losing against the Lions because of everything I've seen from them over the past few years. So I think it's going to be close. And I think that, you know, between the injuries to Detroit's defense and what we saw from the Bears' defense, it's going to be high scoring. So I'm going to go 33-30.
Okay, close.
Yeah, real close. I don't think this is going to be an easy fight.
Is it 33-23 and then the Bears get a touchdown at the end and then...
Yeah, it's as dramatic as it can possibly be by the end. I think that the Bears are going to say that they should have won this game. But I think the Lions are going to come out with it, and that's just my prediction. Because it also, and then ultimately, it doesn't mean a whole lot postseason wise, because you go between the second and the third seed. Although Jalen Hurts is apparently being rested.
Yes,
I love
by
it.
The
yes.
Eagles.
Yeah, they are resting their starters. Yeah.
Yep. So there could be even less on the
Glad
line.
Glad you mentioned
here.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
They won a Super Bowl. They kind of understand what they're doing over there. I'm going to go. I'll just throw the score off first. 31-27 Bears. I think it is going to be a high scoring affair. I think that the Lions will come out to an early lead, maybe up 10 or something like that, and then the Bears will figure it out. At least that's what I hope at the end. And then, you know, get a little Caleb magic. Get them to 4,000. Get the 270 yards. 273, why not? And then get them over to 4,000. Listen, I can't wrap my brain around. It's hard. I'll be honest, right? That's the Bears fan in me saying that. It's hard for me to wrap my brain. And I asked Grody this earlier today, Carmen, when I said, what happened that all of a sudden the Bears are just a shoo-in to get this victory?
And that's what, like, they have been playing.
I'm here for the victory.
They have been playing better. Yeah, Caleb looks more in Lions, command though, of this offense than he ever has, yeah, rather than just, like, along for the ride, which is, I feel like, much of the season. But, like, the person that, like, covered that game at Lambeau Field, where the Packers were in, or winning in to the playoffs, and the Lions just went in there, yeah, and punched them in the mouth. Like, it wasn't even close. Like, that game, the Lions came out with so much more motivation, so much more energy, and they had nothing to play for. So it's still a team coached by Dan Campbell. Dan Campbell. I know it's Motor City, but
did you give your score, Gabe?
Yeah, he did. He on, started Greg. With the score.
Your ears
he
are
was
not
efficient.
Working.
Sorry, I guess, he was more efficient than both of us.
Number five.
Oh, we're doing the fifth? See, this is what I've been going back and forth on. We're trying to figure this out. Is it four on it or five on it today?
Oh, geez. I mean, it's five.
It's got to be five.
Welcome to Raheemy Harrison Grody.
Okay.
We did plan this ahead. What is your 2025 sporting event or storyline that you wish you could change and why? You can go ahead, Gabe.
All right. A storyline I would change. Now, this could be something, like, outrageous, right? Like, I just wish it was different.
Yeah,
or
yeah,
is it, like, something that happened? And then,
it's your world, kid.
Yeah, I'd say that the White Sox would have, like, won way more games than pulled out the AL Central last year.
Oh, I didn't realize we were going beyond Bears.
Whatever you want. You could go
it's
Bears.
It's New Year's. It's the whole year, Carmen.
Promise
it's
you,
whatever you want.
Nobody will be upset if you give us a Bears
I wish
thing.
No, I'll take mine back then. I wish the Chicago Fire would have made a deeper playoff run. I got to give my soccer team some.
I love that.
I wish they would have made a deeper playoff run, and they will.
You
next
go,
year.
You go, okay. Grody. You go. I don't have a good one for this, to be honest.
I had some things that I had written down, but I am going. Okay, I'll just go with it. In retrospect, I'm more positive about the Cubs and the season that they had because they won a playoff series, and it was pretty cool. But losing to Milwaukee the way they did, and them, the Brewers ultimately sticking it to the Cubs, that hurt a little bit. I would change that if I could. I still think that the Cubs take this thing and they clinch the division essentially today. Congratulations to the Chicago Cubs.
Congratulations.
And I would take that back as well.
Oh, boy.
I would take that. That was in May, I believe.
That was May.
I jumped the gun. Maybe
Sean
this is,
liked
hey,
it.
Maybe this is. Maybe I've hurt myself, and maybe that's why I can't go 2034 with Caleb. Sure. Because of stuff like that. Because I get too excited too soon, and then I'm wrong.
All right, Carmen, you had like 3 minutes.
I know, and I still don't have a good one. Can I just say, like, I wouldn't change anything? So, like, I came into this season trying to, like, temper Bears fans' expectations, and I guess I shouldn't have.
Okay, I like that.
Like, I really thought that this was going to take a lot longer, and it wasn't going to result in any wins initially, and I thought it was going to be, like, a really hard thing to have to tell Bears fans, like, stay patient, I promise. Like, you know, when Ben Johnson first got to Detroit, how many times did I say, like, they went 1-6 in his first year as offensive coordinator there, and they were coming off the 3-13-1 season, and it was, like, bad vibes in Detroit, and they turned it all around. And I thought that was going to be more the case here because Ben's a first-time head coach and, you know, there's a lot of turnover and this, that, the other, and I was wrong. So I'm using this as an opportunity to say I was wrong versus...
Don't worry. You and Grody are lined up right now. You guys, it's all good.
She is Carmen Vitale of Fox Sports and a host and analyst for the Marquee Sports Network. He is Gabe Ramirez.
You better say all my
Grody.
Jobs too, though.
I don't know if I get through. Okay, I'll try. Chicago Fire
Marquee Sports
host
Network
on the Marquee Sports
host,
Network.
Host of the Emmy Award-winning Inside the Fire.
Congratulations.
On Marquee Sports Network.
Congratulations. I've seen the show. It is terrific.
Grody, you're right. We don't have enough time.
I have seen you on CHSN. I have heard
Chicago
you on
Lead,
The Killer Bee,
B96.
On Chicago Lead, and right here on the
Lollapalooza
Score.
Lollapalooza host on Hulu. Do not play me.
How about that, man? That is... don't. Right. Yeah, you got it all. The guy's got it going on. I host a podcast. Anyway, we'll talk more Bears coming up on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Five
on it. So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Here with Carmen Vitale from Fox Sports.
I am joined now by Carmen Vitale, Fox Sports NFL reporter.
Carmen Vitale of Fox Sports.
Joining us, it is the NFC North writer at FoxSports.com. It's Carmen Vitale. How are you doing, Carmen? Great to have you.
Welcome to a special edition of the Chicago Football Show. I'm Scott Baer alongside Carmen Vitale.
What I saw when I was there, it was an across-the-board belief from players to coaches. And I have a few friends on that staff, too, that were like, we know we got this. That's so sweet.
That's nice. It's Rahimi Harris and Grody. Layla and Marshall are off today. Looking forward to reuniting with them in the year 2026. In the meantime, yeah, Carmen Vitale is here. Carmi V, Fox Sports radio host and analyst on the Marquee Sports Network, doing that podcast. You just heard the voice of Scott Baer. Mm-hmm. You guys always do great on that podcast.
Thanks, man.
I'll catch you guys. How you doing?
I'm great.
Now that we've already done a full segment with you.
I know, we did a full segment. people aren't happy with me about the Lions winning. But
It's gutsy. It's refreshing because I doubt anybody else is going to pick, unless you know of other people that are picking the Lions.
I don't know that I do, but also, like, so that quote in my intro, or yeah, like that came from me talking about the Lions because I was there for training camp this year. And even though it was the week two matchup, the first thing anyone said to me at that facility was, we got these guys, we got Ben Johnson. Like, we loved him. We still love him. We want to beat him bad. And so, like, if that gives you any more proof into how seriously they take this, regardless of, you know, any sort of actual stakes on the season.
Yeah. Well, and let's go back, guys, to that dreadful day. It was Sunday, September 14th, a noon game in Detroit.
Yeah.
The stakes were high because it's Ben Johnson.
Right. And, you know, he wanted that statement.
He wanted it badly. The Lions wanted it badly, and we all know what happened, and that was the Lions
just ripped apart the Bears, embarrassed them in any way, shape, or form. There's no other way to put it. They beat the Bears 52-21. Jared Goff with five touchdowns, both St. Brown and Williams, Jameson Williams, that is, over 100 yards in the game. We can go on and on about the litany of terribleness that occurred in that game. But I am being told that we now have some very, very fresh audio. It's still like a little bit warm. It's like right out of the oven. Oh, this is going to be delicious for everybody. Put a little bit of butter on it and listen to what Ben Johnson has to say about what stands out from week two against the Detroit Lions. Ben Johnson.
And you said on Monday that you vividly remember week two. What stands out in your brain on this film?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's early in the season, and you're still getting to know your team a little bit, and you know, you just being in that locker room after the game, you know, and how that felt, and you don't always remember exactly what was said or anything like that, but you always remember how you felt in those moments, and so I know our players do too.
How do you describe what that felt like?
Yeah, it's never a good taste when you get beat like that, you know, so handedly, and fourth quarter wasn't even, you know, wasn't even close. So, leave it at that.
Sounds to me like I want him to sound, to be honest with you guys.
Yeah.
He sounds,
he's PO'd.
Yeah, I remember that. So I think there's that. I know like it shouldn't, but I think it will be in his mind.
Oh, he's petty. He is like the pettiest of coaches, which I love. That's a compliment. Like, you know, I feel like I get in trouble a lot because of the things that I say that have traditionally like negative connotations, but I use them in a very positive
She's
way.
She's very hurtful at House Hall.
I say things like, oh my God, that was stupid, but like compliment. Like it was a good stupid. And I feel like that gets me in trouble all the time when if people don't know me, they don't know how sarcastic I am.
Right.
And so when I say like psycho, compliment. When I say sociopath, compliment.
I'm going to need a list of those words, by the way, just so we all know where we stand with you.
Yeah, t-shirt, Carmen.
Like depending on, like I want my coach to be a sociopath in his pettiness, and that's what Ben Johnson is. And I love it.
I think when I see Ben Johnson going into this game, first of all, he's very stoic always, right? I mean, whenever he's talking, he just never cracks a smile. You heard DJ Moore talking about, you know, that also. I think going into this game, you know, you try to wrap your brain around, I think Ben's already preparing them for the playoffs. He's not a guy like, you know, somebody else that's going to say, okay, you know, we're here, let's get ready. He's like, no, we're ready from this moment. We have to be ready from this second until the moment the season ends. And it is very difficult. I'm curious your thoughts, Carmen, about Ben Johnson. And obviously, we've seen in real time, there's been moments where, despite him being a good offensive play caller, he is still learning on the job.
For sure.
And we've seen moments like that.
Yeah.
Do you worry about him in a playoff setting?
Not necessarily. I guess situationally, it's hard because you're the head coach and you're the offensive play caller. And that's a lot. When the margin for error is so small. But I like the fact that he is not risk averse and he's willing to kind of go big or go home. And I honestly hope that mentality carries over into the playoffs because I think, you know, that's when you do get the biggest rewards. That's, you know, what's that saying? It's like bigger the risk, bigger the reward. I think he very much subscribes to that. And so I hope he doesn't shy away from that in the playoffs just because the stakes are higher. This is so far beyond where the Bears were supposed to be at this point. So like, just go for the gusto, man. Like, you know, I don't know. I don't necessarily worry about him in the playoffs because he's been in the playoffs as the offensive play caller. But when you add in all the situational stuff and the decisions that a head coach has to make, and that extends beyond the game too, by the way, it extends like the week leading up to it, what practices look like, what that structure looks like when you start preparing for the playoffs. Every coach will tell you like, oh, we take it one game at a time. That's not true. That's 100% not true. Especially if like you're dealing with short weeks or, you know, as soon as you clinch that playoff berth and you know that you're going to be in the playoffs one way or the other, no, you can't plan for your specific opponent, but there are things that you can internally do to get ready for that, whether it's certain packages because of who you have available and this, that, the other. And like Ben is one of those coaches that is at the facility all hours of the day and night. And he's been like that since he was in Detroit. And that hasn't gotten any, you know, that's not any different now that he's the head coach. So I have to imagine he's already been preparing, but it's like what regimen do you put your team on? How do you prioritize rest versus preparing them? all of that stuff goes into it now that you're the head coach.
It is interesting to think about how Ben Johnson will comport himself in the playoffs now that he's running the show, despite the fact that he was there and a big reason why the Detroit Lions had been there as well. But when you look at Caleb Williams, Ruthie Belinsky brought up something really interesting this morning because
Ruth.
You got to love the Ruthie Popo, you know?
Oh my God, she's one of my best friends.
Oh really?
Yeah,
I knew that. Yeah, you guys got a crew, don't you?
Oh, we sure do.
There's
and
a
I'm
real
so proud
crew.
Of it.
You guys are to be reckoned with.
We are,
that
especially
crew.
When it comes to dirtier espresso martinis.
Oh really? Wow. Okay, this is what we get to get into. Who's the crew? Who drinks the most? Who passes out? Who hooks
up? We should honestly do one of those, like, you've seen the social media trend, like, my name's Carmen, and I think that so-and-so is going to drink the most tonight. Like, we should honestly do that the next time. We're going out for my birthday in a week and a half or so.
Oh, you got a January birthday, too?
I have a January 3rd birthday.
January 9th. How you doing? Nice to meet you. Want to hang out sometime?
Yeah. Like, literally,
maybe for her birthday.
No one wants to hang out in early January.
I know.
It's the worst
dry
birthday
January,
time.
It's
dry
just,
January. People are broke. They've, like, what? Like, it is the worst possible birthday. I used to have to go back to school on my birthday all the time.
It does suck. People are exhausted of giving you stuff by then, too.
And oh, no. You get the Unigift.
The Unigift,
you get,
yes.
Like, this is for Christmas and your birthday.
The Unigift.
No.
I don't want that.
If my birthday was in June,
that
I would get
horrible.
Two gifts.
It is horrible. It really, and it, like, it's hurtful when you're a child. It's hurtful.
It is. Honestly,
it's abusive.
I'm not proud of it, but, like, I remember being, like, 3 or 4 years old and not totally comprehending the idea and, like, crying and being like, why do I only get one gift? Everybody else gets two.
The one good thing, though, about it is that what you didn't get, especially when you're young, there's always one or two things you didn't get for Christmas. Oh, I can get that from my birthday. I got, you know.
Yeah, except your mom buys all of it at once and then just holds it back.
It's true.
It's not even fair. Tell you what, let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to bring Caleb Williams back into the chat.
So we went real far left.
No, that's okay. I like it when it does that. I think that is a beautiful thing to behold. But when we come back, we talked about Ben Johnson and how he's going to comport himself in his first playoff game. What about Caleb Williams? What will he look like in the playoffs? And I will tell you what dear Ruthie Polinsky
said. Yes, please.
Said
I'm very interested.
That I agreed with. Or I don't know if agreed. It's just a theory she put out there that I think should be taken seriously. We'll get on that next with Carmen Vitale, and she will also overshare with us. We're going to find out everything that's going down in her cool crew. She's in the cool kid crew. We're going to hear all about it on Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score.
We'll go next to Mark Grody from The Score.
Thank you. Hey, Dennis.
Bears.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card. They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Gotta have it. Fourth down.
They're showing a zero blitz like they're bringing the house. And drop out.
And Williams looking. He throws. It's caught. It's Loveland inside the 15 to the 13. They stay alive. 25 seconds left. Timeout Chicago, their last. The Cardiac Bears keep it going again.
Just like they have done all season long, so many games, the Bears have been nothing if not entertaining as we welcome you back into Rahimi, Harris, and Grody. Layla and Marshall have the day off. Can't wait to see those guys very soon in the year 2026. But in their place right now is Gabe Ramirez. Our guest for the hour is Carmen Vitale. Hey. We are talking about Caleb Williams. And what I wanted to ask you before we went off track a little bit, and I enjoyed getting the intel that I got from you, going off the tracks, going off the rails. But here's what Ruthie, one of the crew, brought up. Ruthie, you know, suggested, and I'm just kind of paraphrasing her words, because Caleb has been so great in the clutch when the game really matters, when the game is really on the line, something happens that
I know where I'm going with this.
He hasn't been able to explain it. We can't really express it well. So maybe if it's a playoff game and the stakes are high every second of the game, is it possible that Caleb feels whatever he feels?
We get like inside 2 minutes, Caleb, for the entire game.
That's it.
That's a great theory by Ruthie.
I like it.
I do too.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Because postseason, every single minute matters.
Right. It's like baseball. Every pitch matters. The stakes are higher.
And I mean, like, you're going to Cancun if you don't win this game.
Sudden death if you lose.
Yes.
The sudden death world.
No, that's such a... I hadn't gotten that far with it, but she's on the money, and I hope that that's what happens.
Okay, well, buy her an extra shot the next time you guys are hanging out and taking down all the shots.
Why do you think we are? We're not taking shots. I will buy her a dirty martini with Grey Goose. That's her drink.
As Gabe knows, sometimes I like to take things to an outrageous level. Yeah. Sometimes exaggerate just a little bit.
The key is to throw it back at Grody. You're like, oh, Grody, you want us to be alcoholics? You know, yeah, like something like that. You know what I mean? Like, why do you want us to black out?
I have a theory. I've had this theory on shots for a long time, but one specific shot, which is Rumpelman's, it's never a good idea until it's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Did you see the video? I know because you're on your For You page. The video where...
Terminally Online, I think, is the best.
Someone goes up to the bartender and is like, do you have any holiday drinks? And then she goes and grabs Rumpelman's from the back. And
it's peppermint.
And that's the whole joke behind it.
We have down in the office that we had our pre-show meeting in today, there is just a little bit, the end of a bottle of Malort.
Ew.
So if you
that's always a bad idea. There's never a good time for me.
No.
I
want to be very, very clear. I have not had a shot of Rumpelmintz or Malort in a decade and a half.
Okay. Smart. Smart thing to do there. Malort isn't even a good idea when you're trying to, like, all the people that think it's so funny to give their friends that are not from Chicago shots, like, even that's not funny.
I once went on a date where we played pool and, like, we bet shots of Malort. And he absolutely swindled me. He was like, I don't really play pool. And I was like, well, I grew up, you know, with a pool table in my basement. Like, I'm not bad. I shouldn't have told him that. I should. And then, like, that's what got me starting to, like, downplay it. Because I took, like, 3 shots of Malort that day. It was awful.
Did you see that at Soldier Field they have the Malort hot chocolate?
Yes.
I think I heard about that.
Yes, it was like toasted marshmallow.
How do you feel about that, Gabe?
Disgusting.
No.
Now, shout out Levy because I love them.
Yeah.
But, okay.
Jesus, a Malort hot cocoa.
Have you ever had Malort candy canes from like the Nisei Lounge? Those are gross.
Wow.
No. What? I don't want to subject myself.
But yeah, Malort with like peppermint, I can't imagine it's a good flavor combination.
It's Chicago trying to too hard to be Chicago.
Yes,
is what it is.
Well, and other places like that have a lot of Chicago transplants have tried to like make Malort a thing in cocktails. Like Dallas, for instance. Like my fiance lived in Dallas for 10 years, and I would go there, and he's like, "Yeah, so these places, like, you know, they're catering towards all of the Midwesterners here, and they have Malort cocktails. Do you want one?" I was like, "No, absolutely not."
Negatory.
But I like that from Ruthie to bring it all back.
I love that.
I love thinking. Yeah, if that message really gets home, that, hey, this is the playoffs. You defend and you offend every blade of grass for all 60 minutes. Perhaps we'll get inside 2 minute Caleb Williams.
Can we agree that even, I mean, even in the San Francisco game, that Caleb just looked, I mean, I remember at the beginning of the season when I was watching Caleb operate the offense, he knew where everyone was supposed to be. That felt so good week one. He's telling guys where to go. Then I felt like the game against San Francisco, he got rid of the ball much quicker, mm-hmm. off to DeAndre Swift, just made those decisions faster. So I think we're just seeing a Caleb Williams that will play better in the playoffs because of the ascension that we've seen in real
because
time.
Because of the command that he now has season. Of the offense.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just because he's good now. Like or really good. We can't be positive, but
It's part of, you know, what Ben Johnson said very early on, where he was like, the goal is to get the quarterback to, and for me, to think and see the field in the same way and run this offense in the same way. And to get Caleb to see the offense the way I see it is going to take time. And it's still going to take time. Like, Caleb isn't there yet, but you can kind of see it happening in real time, where something clicked a couple weeks ago and you've seen him again take command of this offense rather than just be along for the ride. And like, being able to get into the very, very intricate mind of Ben Johnson is not easy. No. And Ben even said, again, at the beginning of the season, this is a harder, more complex install than anything I did in Detroit. And you're just like, okay, so that's just going to take time. And that's we're seeing the fruits of that labor now that we're into December, into the end of the season. And I think they're going to carry it into the playoffs. But I think the Bears go as the defense goes in the playoffs.
Yeah, or doesn't go as the case may be. But, you know, this defense has been what it's been all season long, and they have somehow managed to get 11 wins so far this season. A couple text messages to finish out the hour here. There is a Bears bar in San Diego right on the beach. The Bears, they give out shots of Rumplemans, and they call them Little Ditkas.
I didn't realize Rumplemans was a...
Is that a Chicago thing?
It was a Chicago thing.
It feels like that would be a Chicago thing.
I
mean,
it's probably like a Midwest thing. I don't know that I've ever had Rumplemans like outside of the Midwest or had it readily available.
It sounds like a Bears offensive lineman. Bill Rumpleman. Yes.
Yeah, from like North Dakota or like, yeah, like the northern part of Iowa that might as well be.
You've been seeing Bill Rumpleman pancake people? Old Bill Rumpleman down the block. He'll pancake you up. And then texture from the 224 says, Malort. When you want to unfriend someone in person.
Ooh, that should be their tagline.
So nobody in Chicago really likes Malort.
No.
But we're simultaneously proud and protective of Malort.
Yeah.
I have no opinions. I mean, you don't want me to get started. I'm thinking of like Logan Square and like where this whole thing starts.
I know,
and I'm
like Wicker Park, Logan alcohol. Square.
And then all of a sudden like Chicago gets behind it. And I'm like, wait, guys. This is not a thing.
No, I know because we're trying to make it a thing. Added it to the Chicago handshake, like the old style of Malort, and then they called it the Chicago handshake, and now it's like it's just taken off, and I don't know.
It's gotten into the wrong people's hands. You know what I mean? Like that's what it is. It's a generational thing.
It's too many Iowanians that have took it.
Is that what it is? Or even Chicagoans who have made it pop culture as opposed to what it was?
I feel like so much of Chicago is like proving that you have character and you can like tough it out.
Yes,
and like every time you take a shot of Malort, like the goal is to not react. Right. Like, think about that. Anytime you've ever taken a shot of Malort,
I'll have another.
Right. It's like you don't want to admit that it's bad because you're like, no, I'm tough. Yeah. And that's that embodies the spirit of Chicago, I will say.
And wash it down.
It's the official alcohol of putting hair on your chest, is the way I'd put it.
Sean has two specks of hair.
Maybe three, maybe.
So you're the one who's been pulling and tugging out of the Malort bottle back in the...
Didn't you say there's not so a lot old. Left?
So somebody's been pulling and tugging. Somebody
Sean?
Back there.
Hey,
somebody's
that
been
bottle
sipping.
Has been here longer than I've been at this
Sean,
game.
Sean, you've been pulling and tugging and you haven't told me anything about it.
You've been nipping at Grandpa's side.
That's how he gets through shows with Grody.
What else you got back there? What's in the drawers back there? What are we going to find in that office? There's been a lot of people
it's
who...
it's time to break.
Oh, it is time to break. Carmen, this has been a fast hour. Thanks, very fast. Thanks
it
for
really
coming
is.
On with us.
Thanks for having me. I love being here.
Absolutely. We love having you here. Thank you. And may you be wrong in your pick.
I hope so. For the record, I hope so.
Right.
I know you do. I'm going to tell you what I actually think regardless of...
That's why we like having you on. She's Carmen Vitale. When we
Happy
come
New
back,
Year, y'all.
When we come back on Raheem Harris and Grody with Gabe Ramirez, we'll talk more Bears.
Bears.
We have have scratched the surface on the things that are coming out of Hallis Hall right now. Some audio that we would like to play for you, including Caleb Williams and his ability to take care of the football this year and to stay upright. It's next on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.